What we wanted to know is, to what extent was the Berkeley, California tax on sugar-sweetened beverages passed through to consumers in the form of higher prices? And proponents of the tax had argued that it would be 100% pass-through, that all of that tax would be showing up in the retail price of sodas, and consumers would be paying all of it. And actually what we found is that less than half of the tax was passed through to consumers, just 43.1%. This November, there's actually several cities in the U.S. that have on their ballot a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. San Francisco, Boulder, Colorado, Oakland, and Albany, California all have on their ballots a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. If what we found for Berkeley applies to these other cities as well, what our study implies is that the tax on sugar-sweetened beverages would not be fully passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices. It might only be half or less passed on. And that you have to be careful about the issue of cross-border shopping. Like, there's a concern whenever you have a city-level tax that people can evade it by crossing borders. I think a broad-based tax on energy-dense foods, these are the foods that are high in calories and low in nutrients, I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm absolutely in favor of the nationwide restaurant menu calorie label law that takes effect next year. Just provides people with more information, lets them make their own choices. And I also think there should be consideration for restricting how people can spend their SNAP or food stamp benefits. Maybe it doesn't make sense to allow them to buy sugar-sweetened beverages and cookies and candies at a time we're struggling with problems of obesity and diabetes.